This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My guest tonight on Bent Notes is a musician, a composer, an arranger, a musical director who has many years of experience in the industry and whose CV lists just about every major awards and entertainment show in the country. It's my very great pleasure to welcome to Bent Notes, Daryl McKenzie.
Good evening, David. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure indeed, Daryl. Is there a single show that you've worked on that you have really special memories for?
Oh, look, I think one of my favourite ones was Hey Hey Saturday, which I did for about 10 years because it was, A, it was a lot of fun, but B, we got to play with some awesome artists as well.
I'm sorry, Daryl, that was Rex, our studio dog. It's just reminiscing about Murray Tregoning.
Yes, really good.
So what was great about working on Hey Hey?
Oh, I think just because it was spontaneous and, you know, flying by the seat of your pants so much. I mean, it's great to have, you know, well-rehearsed pieces of music, which we did, but then often it just turned into something completely different, you know, as the show just went live to where you had nowhere to go sometimes. It was a lot of fun, yeah.
Just make it up as you go.
Yes, yeah. Quite a bit of that.
That's what a musician does, though, isn't it?
Well, it's called improvising, and that's as musicians, that's what we do. Some of us like a little bit more structure, and that's why I've got an 18-piece big band, because we can improvise within that structure of the big band. But, yeah, sometimes even that goes not quite to plan.
Why is it the big band that grabs your interest?
Well, I guess I've always looked at the big band as being the orchestra of the jazz musician. We can get so many different colours and tonalities out of it, can adapt so many different musical styles to that ensemble and always come up with something sounding fresh, and that's what I love about the big band.
Was there a big band back in your early musical days that you looked at and thought, I'd love to play with that band?
Oh, look, there were lots of them. Of course, when I was growing up, you know, to have played with Paul McCartney and Wings was probably my thing. But, look, so many bands. My dad played a lot of music around the house, and one of my big heroes was Bill Watrous, who passed away recently, and we had the great thrill to play with him several years ago at the Melbourne International Brass Festival. And he led a fantastic big band in New York, and they were doing really sort of stuff for those days. So to young up-and-coming musicians who could adapt the new sounds of contemporary music to the big band was really appealing.
Is it difficult, or was it difficult for those musicians who were trying to adapt the traditional big band sound into the new age? Was it difficult for them to do that?
I don't think so. I think there have been a lot of pioneers who...
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
And my guest tonight is musician, composer, arranger and musical director, Daryl McKenzie. Daryl, welcome back into the program. We trust that our gremlins on the phones will hopefully stay away.
Yes, holding the breath this time.
Now, the big bands of the past, they were so well received and they had something about them that grabbed people's attentions. What was it? What was their secret?
Look, I just think it's the dynamic, it's the contrast, and it's the small band within the big band. And we still find out with along hearing a big band for the first time, it's like nothing they've ever heard, and it's infectious.
Yeah, big bands are really infectious when they've got the sound right. And there was an album released last year from Ed Wilson's Swing That Music album with the Sydney All-Star Big Band that really enthralls and entices you to listen and jump up and take notice. Mm-hmm. I've been having a listen to your latest album, Resolution, and it has the same effect on me. There might not be vocals there.
Hear it.
That it was just so exciting. I put it on thinking, I can do some work in front of this. I didn't.
I have the same problem. I can't listen to it because it distracts me for too long. It's great driving music. Yeah, look, we don't have a vocalist on the album. It's our instrumental album, but we certainly do when we perform live at the Paris Cat. We always have a guest vocalist with us, and that adds another dimension to our performances.
It does indeed. Why was it time for a new album from the Daryl McKenzie Jazz Orchestra?
Well, I think 4 years has been well overdue. We just like to wait till we're ready, till we've got good material, when we could afford to record another one. It was well overdue to get back in the studio and release our latest set of original charts.
Well, it's certainly been well worth the wait, Daryl. As I said, it's a great listen. Now, you're launching it Monday week, tomorrow week, at the Paris Cat.
That's correct.
And you've got a special guest.
Michelle Nicole's coming to sing with us that night. She's a fabulous singer and love having her sing with the band, as we do all our guest vocalists. But it should be a really special night.
I'm sure it will be. Now, you're doing regular gigs, I think, at Paris Cat. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, we're there monthly. We're always there on the last Monday of the month. Yeah, so you can catch us there every month.
Because there's not a great opportunity to hear a really big band out playing regularly, is there, in Melbourne generally?
Oh, there are a few playing regularly. A few young band leaders out there, Jack Earl, James Mustafa. There's the band that plays the Rising Sun on Tuesday night. I think Dizzy's big band's still going. It's really quite a healthy scene, the big band scene in Melbourne.
Oh, that's good to hear. That is extremely good. Yeah. Actually, now you remind me about Dizzy's. Yes, I think that's Wednesday nights, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Resolution.
So of course, ours is the one to catch, of course.
Most definitely. And the title Resolution, where did that come from?
That actually comes from one of the tracks written by trombonist Nick Mulder, who's one of our guests on the album. The title just means so much music. And with we changed venues last year, there was a bit of an upheaval with that. And now we just we've found a place of, well, not calm, I guess you don't call that in the music we play, but we just feel really comfortable and at home again at the Paris Cat. So, yeah, it had a few different meanings. Resolution was the track that grabbed me as the title of the album.
And it's an album that it's not just the music of Daryl McKenzie, it is the music of a number of different composers.
All members of the band, which is something great that we have so many great writers in the band. Yeah, Roger Smidley and Lachlan Davidson, who wrote Cover Drive, Niels Rosendahl, Matt Jodrell, Gianni Turcio, all from within the band. It's a collaborative process, this band.
Is a band that works collaboratively like that, from your experience, a more interesting and a better outcome for the players than a band that just has a band leader who puts the charts up on the music stands each week?
Well, yes and no. There's several, internationally great big bands that has one person in charge and they do one person's music. But I've always found it's far more interesting to feature the music from other people in the band who are contributing to the performance. If we can play their compositions as well, it just adds extra dimension
and an extra opportunity, I suppose, for the band members to stretch their expertise into a different area to what they normally experience just playing.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the secret of getting an album out that's exciting and enthralling?
Good quality arrangements, have them well rehearsed. Some of these we've been playing for over a year live, so we've really nailed them and got into the essence of the charts, and I think that's it. It's got to come over as something extra special. Yeah, quality of the charts, well rehearsed, and then the players, they're all great players, and that would make anything sound good, I think.
When you recorded, Daryl, did you record in a multi-track mode, or did you record as one group in the one room at the one time?
A little bit of both. I'm old school. I like to have everyone in the same room and we put it down all together. But then that allows us a little bit of opportunity if we need to come back and just put a little bit of icing on the cake in a few spots, tidy a couple of little things up later. But it was all done in two sessions and then a little bit of fixing up afterwards. Right. Not a great deal, but just enough to polish the product.
Yep, little bit of sweetening on top.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time tonight, Daryl. Great to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. It's been great to talk to you as well, and thank you for your support of Australian big band music.
Look, I think it's really important because I grew up going to Clayton Tech, and George Cadman was music master out there.
George.
Yeah, he was such an encouraging music master for everyone at the school, whether it was in the school concert band, the school stage band, or as it was the Jet Big Band, which was the old boys of Clayton that got together stayed with them for 15 years, and they were still going up until a couple of years ago when they closed down. But it was just so good to have George encouraging us to get out there and have fun. And it's great, as I said, great to listen to this amazing big band music from your band. And it'll be great to see you perform that album and launch the album Monday week. That's the 30th of July at the Paris Cat. So all the details, I think, are at the pariscat.com.au website, so that we can see the band, the album, and, of course, your special guest, Michelle Nicole.
Great. Thank you very much.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.